Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, it is Dom time. We will play the game of the week today. We need it after this week. But following Governor Ed Rendell, that's great producing again that gets a governor to come on and talk about this honestly. And you heard that. We differ on this. I was more addressing the particulars of South Philly, but we got into the philosophical part. And I'm never going to sign off on that. Let's go to State Representative Martina White, who is now the head of the Republican Party in Philadelphia. Hey, Martina, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about this, let's let you hear what Governor Ed Rendell said at one point toward the end of the interview about the safe injection site. Governor, do you think you'll take more charge now in making a determination to keep your name on this going forward as opposed to others that don't seem to have the sensibilities that you do?
Yeah, I will make sure that we're transparent.
Okay.
And I promise you that. And I did make a mistake, and I acknowledge that. And look, I also said at the press conference, I said, look, if this, whether it be South Philly, Kensington, or somewhere else, if we start up one of these safe injection sites and it causes problems, we'll reevaluate it.
Okay. Martina, that was his position among many that we've seen here. What are your thoughts on how this all played out?
Well, I mean, I think it was completely inappropriate the way that the organization, not only through Ed's leadership or lack thereof, but just the overall concept in and of itself, it's just not legal. You can't, you know, have illicit drug activity taking place inside any building or outside of a building. So I think in that regard, it's really an issue that, as we've seen Bill McSwain take up with our court system. And I think it's, you know, Ed's been in politics for a very long time. It's not like he didn't know what he was doing. So I think the woman who spoke up down in South Philly, you know, and stood up to Ed at that press conference, she was standing up for her community. She was standing up for her kids. And I think she was well within her right to be upset and to be livid at what these, you know, what the Democrats are doing.
All right. Now, apparently on Monday, Anthony Williams, who's been on this for a while, has a bill that has a lot of provisos that would prevent that. Are you crafting something or are you on board with something like that?
So the legislation that I'm crafting is to literally preempt the ability to even have one of these sites anywhere in Pennsylvania. I think a lot of the Democrats are inclined to say, oh, well, there needs to be a process for allowing these to take place and to be permissible in the community, but there needs to be community input. I think we've seen what the community input is. Community doesn't want them in anywhere in their neighborhood. You know, they want their government to start working for them and addressing the issues that their communities are facing. But we, as a state general assembly, the governor, we've signed many bills into law that have had an impact on the opioid epidemic. We had 1,000 less deaths in this past year from the bills that had been passed, including the one where we created a prescription drug monitoring program, because a lot of the opioids that were being prescribed or overprescribed by doctors were in part causing the heroin epidemic to continue. So we've seen some really great progress. There's still more to be done, but I don't think that this is the answer.
Well, I hope that they're on the fast track, Martina, because we still have your sanctuary city and all the rest. I don't know what goes on there. I know you try to move these things forward, and I hope that happens soon. The other issue is this, and I know, you know, you don't want to appear to be exploiting this, but the message a lot of listeners are saying to me, and I'm trying to go easy on it because I love the people I'm involved with in South Philly, but any a number of them routinely vote for Democrats, and they don't seem to understand today's Democrat Party with Jim Kenney, Krasner, and the like. This isn't the moderate Democrat Party, maybe even of the Ed Rendell era. So what are Republicans, what's your message around that in a new Republican Party with you at the head?
Well, first and foremost, the Philadelphia Republican Party is fighting back. We are standing up for the voices like the woman who stood up to Ed Rendell. It's regular working people from all different neighborhoods who have been suffering under these policies. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, in the past, we haven't really had a party that was willing to speak up and actually make a statement. But what you see now is you have everybody from myself, Bill McSwain, David O., all of these public officials that are Republicans are coming together. We're making a statement, and we are working together to address the concerns of the communities that we serve. And for me, you know, even though I serve Northeast Philadelphia, I'm happy to stand up for those in South Philadelphia because they're standing up for their community, and we know that these types of policies are impacting all the neighborhoods across the city. It's like a left wing experiment, ground zero for left wing experiments here in Philadelphia, from sanctuary cities to these safe injection sites.
Yes, and the woman Jody Del Barbara, or Leanne, the woman that you're talking about in South Philly, they've almost written the playbook here for the rest of people to deal with this in Philadelphia. Because my hope is it won't be just about this. You're right. It'll be about any number of these goofy experiments or tragic experiments that are going on.
Yeah, and what's even absolutely just insanity to me is that those Canadian officials out where our local mayor all went up to visit, you know, the local Canadian official Lucy Troisi, she actually said that that those sites were responsible for a rash of violence, disorder, drug dealing, and it just left the residents there afraid to have their kids walking over to school during the day. I mean, what does the community need to do more to make sure that these types of policies don't take place? And I say, you got to start supporting the people and the candidates and the party that's actually giving you the voice that you deserve.
Absolutely. Where's the website, too? And it is the new Republican Party in Philadelphia with you at its helm as chairman. What's the website to go to?
People can go on to phillygop.com. They can sign up to volunteer. They can sign up to get our email blasts and invites to all of our events. And if they decide that they want to stand up and run for public office, there's even a button on there that you can press and you can apply to run for public office. And we're looking for a new district attorney. We're looking for a lot of positions that I know there are quality people out there who want to stand up for what they believe in. And they know what's happening in our city isn't right and that something has to be done.
Well, I'm signing. I'm going to hit that button, Dan. Do it in my stead. Hit that button right now for Leanne in South Philly, the woman you're talking about. That's what we want. Oh, we hit the button. All right, Leanne, you're in. Talk to Martina. Hey, Martina, thank you for jumping in today. To be continued, of course.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dom. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.